Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hello. I placed an order. Let's see here. Let me bring it up again. Let's see. Okay. On March 8th, it says my Eagle Moss shop order has been shipped. And it says, please allow 7 to 10 days. I haven't received it yet. And when I go where it says you can track your order, I click on that, and it gives no information whatsoever. It says an estimated delivery date is coming soon, March 8th, 2020, 3:35 p.m.
Do you have the account number associated with this account?
Sure. Let me get back to that. It's 578-10250-006.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on one brief hold while I go ahead and locate it for you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for the hold, sir. Verify the name, address, and email listed.
Okay, it's Robert Zonar. That's Zonar. And the address is 2442 Eastgate Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312.
Thank you for verifying that information. Okay, so yes, sir, we're seeing the same thing on your end that it departed the warehouse and the estimated delivery date is coming soon. I mean, maybe delayed due to the carriers are experiencing delays. So that probably what's taking it so long for them to ship it to you.
Yeah, but shouldn't they? Okay, but when you click on it, because okay, if you click on it, and you see it says departed warehouse, and then below it says tracking number, postal service, you click on that, it says status not available.
Meaning they don't have any further information on the package.
Well, they should have it that they received it.
So it's somewhere in transit. They may have not received it yet. That's why there's no further tracking information. It's en route to the next facility, and then it actually make it to the USPS, and then it goes from a different facility from there, and then it actually gets delivered to you. So it's just the processes of transitioning to different facilities taking longer than they expected due to the delays that they have.
So what you're telling me is UPS, the Postal Service, picked up the package from you guys. Is that correct?
I'm not sure who's picks it up. I know it leaves the warehouse and then it goes to the USPS.
Yeah, but that's been 12 days ago. They should show that they've actually received it.
I don't have that information to confirm. Once it leaves our warehouse, until the tracking is updated, we have no further information on it.
Well, the last package I got from you folks, and I clicked on the tracking number, I received it, and just for grins, I clicked on it, and the same thing comes up, status not available. It doesn't even show that it has been delivered. So this tracking stuff, it's not being updated, period.
I'm sorry, I can submit an escalation regarding your complaint due to you have not received the item, but that is the only thing I'm able to assist with.
Okay, send that, you know, because I also have another thing, too, as well.
One moment. Okay, thank you for that, host. So I did go ahead and submit that escalation for you. Is there anything else I can assist with?
Yeah, what is the status of the order number? It's same account number, but the last three digits are 002.
One moment while I locate that account.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for that, Ho. And this one ends in 002.
Yep.
And you want to know what's the status on this one as well?
Yeah, this is...
This is for the Star Trek Starships.
Discovery Starships Collection for... And it's been since January 25th? Where is it? What's it doing?
This shows that due to the USS Barron is out of stock, the order has been delayed.
Well, when is it going to be in stock? Guys, this is we're going into the third month.
One moment while I check to see if there's an ETA for that. Thank you for the host, sir. They do not have an updated ETA on that. The last ETA they had was February the 5th. That was the last update that they have on that. There's no further update.
Well, for the update that was in February, what did it say? Did it give any clue about when?
No, it just had a date of February the 5th. That's the only information it provided. It doesn't have an updated date.
Well, just because of the burn is out of stock, we're holding up something that could be shipped to start the collection?
If one item is missing, they won't ship that one shipment.
Okay. So I basically, well, since I worked in customer service and I ship things all the way to Australia around the world, and if something has taken so long, I think the courtesy from you folks would be to send, you know, an email stating, well, the status of this is what's going on with this order, instead of having generate a phone call, you know, this is the third phone call on this order.
I can go ahead and notate your concerns regarding that. Is there anything else I can help with?
Yeah, well, please notate it. Please, send an up. I like to have an update, a status on the thing, at least to know that it's still in the process somewhere. It's not hanging in limbo because, of things. It gets a little old when you order something. You want to get into a collection part, to receive items, and then, thank you for the order. Thank you. That's it. I will send your confirmation. Good luck. Guys, you guys need to do better customer service. You really do. People that order this, they're probably, going, say, well, I don't need this stuff, and they'll cancel. That's bad for business. At least have the courtesy of saying, okay, your order is still delayed due to this item is out of stock. We will continue sending updates when we find something out. It's that simple.
Yes, sir. I will send over your complaint over to the office. Is there anything else I can help with?
No, it's not your fault. No, you're just doing your job. I thank you for the update on the 006 order. So we know that's en route. And you also know that none of the tracking information is even updated, from anybody. Which it's not good to leave people in the dark. All righty then. Okay, I thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. I'm awesome. Enjoy your day.
Right. Bye-bye.